It's enough to make a librarian shudder. Only about half of Americans read books for pleasure, according to the National Endowment for the Arts, and that number is dropping. But the figures are worse in Turkey, and that's got the government there worried. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford has more.
In a snug Istanbul cafe, a group of women huddles around a table, sipping coffee and eating cake. They're engaged in passionate debate. This women's book club devours one novel every 2 weeks. Salem shows me their latest book.
This is Refet by Fatma Aliyeh. Fatma Aliyeh is considered the first Turkish woman novelist in the modern sense.
But people like Salem are unusual in Turkey. According to the Turkish Culture Ministry, even though the country has a literacy rate of 88%, far less than 1% of Turks say they read a book regularly.
It's incredible. I would never have guessed that that was the case. It really shocked me. One immediate reason I thought of was how expensive books are.
Even so, publisher Gulgun Çarkolu says sales are 10 times higher than a decade ago. But Turks still haven't really caught the book-reading bug.
It has to do with economy, that's for sure, but also culturally. For instance, when you go to a beach during summer, you will see a lot of foreigners, they are reading books. However, Turkish people, generally speaking, they chat, they play some games, you know, other social stuff. Culturally, we are a bit lazy.
So in the capital, Ankara, a worried education ministry is on the warpath. The merits of reading are now being preached in the mosques. Students are staging reading demonstrations on the metro. And free books are appearing in traditional coffee shops. Behind clouds of cigarette smoke, I found dozens of men playing backgammon in one of them. And a brand new bookshelf tucked away in the corner.
Let's have a look at some of the books they've actually got on these shelves. Just looking along. There's Crime and Punishment, Dostoevsky. Oh, Tolstoy down here, War and Peace. Some of these don't actually look like they've been opened, mind you. Goethe. And actually just down here, there's a copy of Orhan Pamuk's Black Book. Pamuk, of course, the Nobel Prize-winning author here in Turkey.
My name is Ronnie Margulies. I'm a poet.
The Turkish poetry market's so small, Ronnie jokes poets might as well email new work directly to their readers. But he points to the success of Orhan Pamuk as proof books can sell, even here, when they're marketed well.
There have been examples of, you know, novels published by big publishers being pushed very hard, and then they do sell quite a lot. Which makes me think that the reason Turks don't read very much is not any genetic failure on the part of Turks, but because the industry is very unprofessional.
The men in this Ankara coffee shop are mostly retired civil servants. They're among the minority of Turks who say they do read. These men think the problem lies elsewhere.
Turkey's a big country. Books and newspapers just don't reach some parts, especially in winter. There are very few bookshops, so access to books is a problem.
It's about education, too. In the villages, people work the fields. The children look after the animals. They don't read. Some of them don't even go to school.
But even here, in the cultured capital, the new books stand largely ignored by men who prefer their Turkish coffee with a game or a chat and a cigarette to any novel. For The World, I'm Sarah Rainsford in Turkey.